So International Women's Day to me is, it's a time for celebration, and not just celebrating women who are trailblazers, leaders, or have, you know, like they've disrupted things. It's also about recognizing those women who you're not going to see on social media, you're not going to see on TV, but they hold the fort, right? They're silently, quietly doing their thing, helping their families, supporting their communities. And I think it's important to recognize them as well. And then I think it's also a moment to pause and reflect and to think about how far we've come, but also how far we still have to go. Who are those individuals? Who are those women that are still not part of the conversation? Marginalized women, Indigenous women, women of color are still disproportionately impacted by violence and many forms of violence. And so how can we have these difficult conversations? How can we push the envelope a little bit so that we can move ahead together? So I think that I'm deeply inspired by all of the women that work at Family Transition Place. They bring an incredible amount of commitment and care to the work that they do. The agency itself has a lot of heart, and so they do incredible work in the community. But on a personal note, I'm really inspired by my Masi. That's my maternal aunt. And sadly, she passed away. But she inspires me because she dared to be herself. She was bold. She ruffled a lot of feathers, you know, and she was incredibly funny. She arrived, she emigrated to the United States when she was barely 20, built community where there was none, built her own business. And she's a constant reminder that anything's possible. If you're feeling alone, I think it's important you recognize that you are not alone. We're so fortunate in this community that we have so many incredible people that want to help. It's not natural for us to be alone as humans. And I would say that if you're feeling that way, to definitely reach out. There's no shame in that. And I would also say is find your joy. Have the courage to find something that you love doing. Because when we're joyful, then it's easier to manage the challenges of the world.